Well, hello and welcome. I'm Nicole Eisler, empowerment coach and your host here on the Limited to Liberated podcast, where I take energy and mindset topics that may feel complex, maybe they even feel confusing, and make them simple, now wait, simple and fun to implement for a healthier and happier life. Are you up for some of that? Simple plus fun to live healthier and happier. Who wouldn't say yes to that? If it sounds great to you, be sure to subscribe to my podcast. Be sure to stick around because you're going to catch a new episode every week. Let's dive in. Oh my God, I'm so excited about our topic this week, about this episode. Okay, have you ever, ready? Have you ever struggled with your feelings? Oh my God, who hasn't struggled with their feelings? Feeling something you don't want to feel, then feeling stuck with the feeling. So it's not even that you just have this feeling you don't want to feel, but you feel like you're stuck with it. Well, that is exactly what I'm here to help you with on this week's show, where we're going to talk about and help you really discover how to, are you ready? How to own your feelings so you are never stuck with the ones you don't want or like again. That does not mean that you will not feel them. Doesn't mean you're not going to experience them. But you will never again feel stuck with. That's the goal here, that you get to feel how you want to feel each and every day, that you can shift into the feeling that you want, that you desire, that is in alignment with what you want in your life versus, oh no, you know, how many times, right, have you ever said, oh, I just don't feel right. I just don't feel like myself. I'm feeling a little off. And then that's it. You just stay in that. And what do? Next time you bump into somebody, how you been? Oh, I just feel kind of off lately. I just haven't been feeling myself. And so you continue to tell yourself the same thing, locking in this belief that I feel what I feel and I'm stuck with it. You know, there's a lot of information out there about emotional health, most of which is wrong. Yep, I said it. And really the sad, I mean, the exciting, but sad part is, right, that here's the exciting part. Emotional health definitely leads to greater success for you in your work and your relationships and physical health. And the sad part is it declines without it. The exciting part is that if you have emotional health, then you get all of those things, right? But the sad part is, what if you believe that emotional health or feeling the way you want to feel is a crapshoot? Hey, it depends on the day, right? Depends on my traffic on the way into work. It depends on the news I receive throughout the day. It depends on my coworker's mood. Maybe it depends on my spouse's mood or my kids. How I feel during the day completely depends on everyone and everything around me. That's what you call a crapshoot, because it's basically hit or miss. I mean, it could be a good day or it could be one of those days. And people who are emotionally healthy, absolutely, they cope with life's challenges better, with more ease and strength. Is it really that? Because this was what I could never figure out. How could some people seem so resilient? Some people just, man, they just get right back up again. Some people, they never even seem like they're in a bad mood. I can't ever remember my grandpa. I don't know. I guess he probably had bad moods because people do. But he just, I never heard him complain. I didn't really see him, you know. I mean, when he retired, that was a different story. Because purpose went away. And what he did to solve that, he went back to work. He went back to doing what he loved so much. And some people might say, oh my God, why would you go back to work? But when you love what you do, like my grandfather did, you go back to doing what you love to do. Because why? Well, it worked. So, but other than that, man, he was just a happy, you know, he just always had a smile on his face. He just seemed to respond to things differently than other people did. And he really seemed younger as he aged. And I know I call them guardian angels, but my great aunts, my grandfather, they seemed to get younger as they aged because they really lived by what was most meaningful for them and focused on what made them truly happy. You know, that's what we're here to do every week and what I'm here to share with you. I mean, the sad part is that statistics for, and this is what gets me, because I just feel like this is so simple. It's so simple in my mind. It's so simple right down to the core of my being, down to the core of my soul, that this is so simple. Why we're here on the planet, what we're here to do, what we can have, what's possible for us, how happy and at ease we can be moment to moment. But still, statistics for anxiety disorders continue to rise. Depression continues on the rise. It continues to climb. And it all, really, if you see the statistics, if you ever follow any of this, have you ever noticed how depression has become sort of an everyday part of conversation? Oh, well, they're depressed. Oh, well, that's why they're depressed. And yet there's still a hard line. Some people, they think people get special treatment because they're depressed. Some people think they should have special treatment because they're depressed. There's all these beliefs and opinions around anxiety and disorders and depression. I think it really is conditioning us to believe, one, you should have control of all of your emotions, and if you don't, there's something wrong with you. And that it's more common and normal to have anxiety and depression than ever before, and yet it means if you have it, there's something wrong with you. How is that common or normal? That should not be common or normal. And to me, it's really simple to solve. And that's what I'm asking you to listen. As you listen to these podcast episodes, you know, I try to pick topics that give you a different perspective, shake things up, take things that seem complex and really break them down into these little nuggets and things you can like and enjoy that are good for you, right? As you listen today, I want you to really take the nuggets that speak to you. Always, anytime you listen to anything or you read a book or you're watching a motivational speaker, you're not going to retain all the information, but what really grabs you, what goes, ooh, 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 that, I love that, okay? Because as soon as you implement that, you've taken your power back. You step into your control. The only thing you control, believe it or not, is how you feel. And we're going to talk about how to do that today. Because if you add to all of this the conditioned need for instant results, I want to feel better, I want to feel better now. I want to make money, I want to make money now. I want a successful business, I want a successful business right now. I want my relationship healed and I want to heal now. I want everyone to listen to me, I want them to listen to me now. Right? Everything, we want everything right now. Hey, I respect that. But on the level of, I'm going to make this happen as fast as possible in my life. I'm going to look at my life through my spiritual eyes, and I am going for it because I know what I want. I'm decisive. I'm going to make decisive action steps, and I'm going to go for it. Okay, that's different than, I want what I want, and I want it now. I love to joke about the little girl in Willy Wonka, right, who turned into the blueberry. I want a golden goose egg. And I want it now. And she did her whining thing. Like, we don't give, you know, we don't give in to people whining, right? Whiny kids. But yet we do that. We want everything right now. We want this instant resolve to from feeling bad. And seriously, that adds a lot of pressure. Pressure creates confusion. Inspiration does not go into a confused chaos mind, right? It creates dead and dying energy. It creates a feeling of being stuck. It flattens your energy, so there's no passion, there's no desire, you have no dreams, your goals, you don't know what you want. You start telling yourself you know what you want, and then because you don't have any passion, no desire, no dreams, your thoughts and feelings, they start getting heavier and heavier, and it just creates this bad pattern. So what's the fix? Well, the fix we're taught is to medicate, of course. Take a pill. Isn't that even the joke? Take a chill pill, man. Right? Isn't that where that came from? Pills. No. But that's really what a lot of people are doing today. It's sad. They don't want to feel what they feel, or they don't know how to control their feelings. So medicate so that you don't feel anything. I can't even, that so goes against my grain, but it's truth. 1 in 6 Americans take antidepressants. There are over 30 different kinds of antidepressants. And I'm sad to say that anxiety disorders are the most common mental illness in the U.S. today, right? According to these studies, and 40 million Americans over the age of 18 are affected by anxiety. Actually, let me correct that statistic. Every human being has anxiety as an emotion for a reason. You have a whole scale, a whole spectrum of emotions. Everything from anger and, you know, feeling discontent and feeling passion and joy and happiness, anxiety, overwhelm. Guess what? We're all created with the same scale of emotions. From low vibration emotions, the down and heavy and depressing ones. Think about how you feel when you have a heavy thought, slow moving. I'm heavy. I have a slower vibration. Everything in my life feels harder because I feel heavy. When I feel heavy, I feel tired, right? So as you move up the scale, la 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 la, you get all the way up to happiness and joy and fun and woohoo and yeah, and life is amazing and I have such a high vibration and everybody loves to be around me and everything seems to be going my way. My life is full of sunshine. Everyone, every human being created with the same scale of emotions. Now, of course, we don't all experience them the exact same way. We don't have the same experiences. We don't have that's what makes every human being unique. You, me, your friend, my friends, we're all unique because of how our perception, how we perceive life, what our experiences are. Two people could have the same thing happen to them. One person will perceive it one way and the other will perceive it the other way. One person could use it. They could have a tragedy in their life and one of them will rise up and become a leader and speak on this topic and want to inspire other people who have been through the same tragedy. Some of us become coaches. Some of us become speakers. Some of us become healers, light workers, whatever you want to call it. And the other person can have the exact same experience and it can take them down. They become the victim. They feel depressed. They have anxiety. They worry about everything. They can't function. They can't like set goals. Are you crazy? Do you know what happened to me? Like if you knew what happened to me, you would know why I can't move forward and I never make any money and nothing ever works out for me. Isn't it? It's so interesting to me. This is, so, you know, the main thing is like, it's up to you. This is your life. What's happened in your life and how are your emotions unfolding for you? And you are not stuck feeling certain emotions forever or just until they run out or just, you know, gosh, cross my fingers and hope it passes by tomorrow. But that's really a lot of people showing up in their life, just holding their breath, man, like, please just make this feeling go away. I just can't stand it anymore. But then they get up the next day, still there. I don't want to feel this way anymore. I hope it goes away next day. Except what's happening day by day by day, they're getting heavier. They're feeling more out of control. They're feeling more powerless. They're feeling more tired, right? And this constant state of stress, that's what leads to clinical depression, getting diagnosed with. Do you know if there? This isn't funny. I chuckle because, oh my goodness. There was a statistic that I read that if you go into your doctor asks you a question, if you say you've been experiencing depressing thoughts for 2 weeks, just 2 weeks, they'll diagnose you as depressed, put you on a medication. You know, do you have the right tools, resources, beliefs? Are you getting support? Is there anything like that? And I know this is generalizing, right? Because it does. It depends on the doctor, depends on the therapist, depends on you or the patient or whoever it is. There's a lot of variables here. But I am generalizing on purpose because I don't want you to be one of the general statistics. I'm not. You don't have to be. I was raised by a mother who went through the system and came home with more diagnosed, like every, you know, few weeks, months, whatever, she'd find a new therapist, they'd give her a new diagnosis, because that's how that goes. Oh, they finally figured out what's wrong with me, she would say. I'm bipolar. So they'd start her on a treatment plan. She'd go to therapy. They'd put her on well, they didn't really have antidepressants back then, but I do recall her being on Valium because this is going back quite a ways, right? Then, oh, I can't go to that therapist anymore because the therapist would start to notice patterns and they would recognize whatever. So then she would come, oh, they finally figured out what's wrong with me. I'm manic depressive. They finally figured out what's wrong with me. I'm schizophrenic. They finally figured out what's wrong with me. And it was always like this, you know, what I did not see was any improvement at all from any of that. It only sort of, it like magnified everything. You know, the sad thing is that emotions are, man, they're not meant to be, this is a fact, okay? Emotions are not meant to be controlled. They're meant to be felt. Why? To help you understand where you're at on the feeling scale. You have a guidance system, right? Intuition uses emotions to help you understand how you feel about things. Not this thing that we think that feelings are just random. Feelings are just out of control. Feelings like, why are you feeling that? And people will say that to you. If you're sensitive, I'm sure you're going to relate to this. Someone's ever said to you, why are you feeling like that? Why don't you just let it go? Or what are you even getting all upset for? What are you? And I always say you feel what you feel for a reason. Now, the next part of that is you define the reason. If we didn't have emotions, which all have a physical component, so we feel them, then how would we really know how to make decisions? It would just be like, oh, shit, I guess I'll go with door A. I'll go with option B. I'll throw it up in the air. Let me roll the dice. I don't know. Feelings, emotions, how you feel about things, what you're noticing, what you feel in your body, it's all to help you make better, solid decisions that are more in alignment, an intuitive yes, an intuitive no, there's no intuitive maybe, right? And the other part about this, if you're feeling things you don't want to feel and you think that you're stuck with them and they then magnify, they become, you know, day after day after day, right? This all takes a physical toll. Sure, it takes an emotional toll, mental toll, also physical. Like anxiety, I mean, that's bad for your heart, increases your cholesterol. And there's studies that show that mental stress and depression definitely have harmful effects on the heart and blood vessels. Your body is manifesting your emotions. You can't have a thought without having a feeling. You can't have a feeling without it manifesting somewhere in your life. That's physically usually first in your body and then out, right? Because if you're, let's say you're angry, you haven't dealt with it, you feel it, you feel it, you feel it, you don't do anything with it, that builds up as charge in your body and then kaboom, you discharge like at your kids or at your spouse and it starts to what? Deteriorate your relationship. I mean, where does all of this put America's state of mind? I think saying that anxiety disorders and depression, that these are increasing by 20% every year, that, you know, we get this conditioned mindset that we're stuck where we are. There's no way out, whether it's a toxic relationship, whether it's a job that we are treated badly, but it has great insurance. There's always this thing like, you know, nothing is free. Like everything, you know, what are you really... what's it really costing you? So if you stay, let's use that example. You stay in this job, you're treated badly. There's poor, I don't know, poor like bullying kind of management, let's say, or horrendous work conditions or whatever. It's very stressful. It's very tense. But hey, you have great insurance. And then all of a sudden you realize you go to the doctor for your checkup and he's like, hey, wow, you have really high blood pressure. Oh, thank God I have that good insurance. Now I have to take a medication. Yeah, they said I had high blood pressure. I don't know where that comes from. But every day at work, you sit there, your heart's just thumping away because you're scared. You don't want to say anything. You're going to get in trouble. Or you see other people getting in trouble. I've seen it happen before my eyes, places I've worked. People terrified they're going to get fired. and I watch them turn gray. I watch them develop gut problems, cancer, but they don't say anything. Oh no, I don't want to rock the boat. I'll just sit over here and keep it all to myself. Terrible. That's awful, right? But we condition ourselves to think we can't get out. And then on top of it, you're really taught that feeling bad is a bad thing. But being emotionally healthy does not mean that you must be happy all the time, 24/7. There's tons of information out there right now about emotions, about feelings. A lot of it, I think, gives the impression that, hey, if you can't control your emotions, there's something wrong with you. Right? Instead, you feel what you feel. You can feel what you feel and still be emotionally healthy. And understand that all of your emotions serve a purpose, even the ones that are not fun to feel. Right? It is really time to let if any of this is resonating, you're like, oh my God, I do. I get these bad days or I'm like an emotional roller coaster, or yeah, one minute I'm fine and the next minute I'm not. And you know, how do I do this? Because I just want to be happy. I just want to feel relaxed. I just want to be calm. I'll let people say that to me. I'll have clients too, or people in my community, women in my community. I just want to feel free. I just want to be relaxed. I just want to, you know, be at ease. I just want to feel centered. I just want to feel grounded. And it goes on and on. And I go, so feel that way. And they're like, what? Like, as if, duh, Nicole. I would feel that way if I could. Hello. And I'm like, no, for real. Like, just feel that way then. Now, is that possible? Really? Wait, to just choose how you feel? Can you really do that? Like, are you thinking that I'm kidding you right now? You think I'm just yakety yakking over here about something that's really not possible? Hello, Nicole, you see my life? How can I just feel calm when I got a shitstorm going on? How could I possibly, you know, be positive when my kids aren't listening to me and I'm worried about them? How can I get it. How could I be this, even if I want to, when this is going on? I really get it. But remember, everything out there has probably taught you that you cannot control your emotions, and if you don't, there's something wrong with you. And I'm not saying control your emotions. There's a big difference between, like, I mean, that's like me saying, you know, I'd kind of like if the sun came up an hour later tomorrow. Could you just control that? Like, no, the sun just does what it does. I adjust, right? So this is that if you cannot control your emotions, there's something wrong with you. I'm saying, that's wrong, because emotions are not meant to be controlled. They're meant to be felt. And yes, you can feel what you feel and still be emotionally healthy. It is really time to let your feelings be your guide to a happier, healthier life. You can absolutely do that. You can tune into how you're feeling to understand where you're at. Are you moving closer to what you want or farther away? Like, there was no mistakes made when you were created, my friend. Every emotion given to you as a resource, as a tool, intuition, perfectly wired, never a flaw. I mean, that's amazing if you think about it. Intuition, your intuition is always working 100% accuracy 24/7. Here's the issue. You either don't know it's working. You don't understand how it's communicating with you. You don't know what your intuitive yes or your intuitive maybe is. You're not sure how to use your emotions to tune in and listen and understand your intuition. Or you're fully distracted, like so distracted. You know, if you have emotions that you don't like feeling and you're so distracted by them, give an example in a moment, you're not going to think, oh, this must be my intuition. You're going to think, ugh, I hate feeling this way. But what? But I'm stuck with it. Because if you say, ugh, I hate feeling this way, and you don't say anything else, then it's pretty much, I hate feeling this way because there's nothing I can do about it. Instead of saying, interesting that I'm feeling this way. what do I need right now? What's this trying to tell me? What's going on here? And become a little more of a detective. Example, most people when I say, they say, oh, I have terrible anxiety. I just have terrible anxiety. And they really emphasize like how terrible it is, which makes it seem even more the bad guy and you even more out of control. Have you ever said that? Oh, I have anxiety. I have terrible anxiety. I hate it. It's awful, right? So we emphasize how big and bad it is. I love my anxiety. Want to know why? I did not used to. I totally get it because I was the one. Oh my God, anxiety. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Oh, I have it all the time. I don't like it. It doesn't feel good. I wish it would just go away. I don't know why I have to have it. Everyone else is normal, not me. I'm the weird one. I have anxiety. When you have anxiety, do you notice it? I've yet to have anybody say no. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. When I have anxiety, yeah, totally notice it. Okay, so when you have anxiety and you notice it, it gets your what? Attention. If it gets your attention and you were more present and aware that it has your attention, you could then start to be a detective and decode what it's there to tell you and show you. Instead of, oh, I just have this awful anxiety. And it's just so bad. It's just so bad. Like, oh, I just hate having this anxiety and staying in that loop, which only magnifies the anxiety because you feel out of control. If I feel anxiety, I pause and I observe. What was I just thinking about? Where were my thoughts? Was I focused on something I have no control over? Typically, yes. Was I focused on someone else that I am worried about? Sometimes, yes. Like, let's say I'm worried about my son or, you know, something he's going through or a friend. I may have anxiety, but I'm thinking about them and how they're feeling. I'm picking up on their anxiety, right? Or if they're not having anxiety about their issue, but I am, then I'm worried about something that has not happened yet. Because if they're like, everything's going to be fine. I have this, you know, I'm going to work on it. I'm going to do what I need to do. And they're okay. Then I'm worried about something that hasn't happened yet that I'm worried is going to happen. So anxiety is really there to give you signs and signals to help you tune in. Your intuition's going to use the emotions that you don't like the most to get your attention. Why? Because you notice them. I mean, you know, so, okay. So this is really what I work with a lot of my clients on. I have an amazing client. She's brilliant. She's so creative. She's an artist. She is so sweet. I love her. I love my clients. I really do. And I love her. And she's just the sweetest. And she has the best smile. But when I started working with her, her mom actually reached out. Client's a little younger, and her mom reached out and explained the situation. I'm kind of worried about her, and she's really, you know, having a lot of emotions, having a lot of anxiety. She's going through some things, and, you know, as I started to work with her and we started to really dig in a little deeper, she had some past things that had just happened that were not fun. You know, we have things that happen, break up and things like that. But there were some other things that went with that. And so the more we started to really talk about things, it really boiled down to her feeling things she didn't want to feel, fair enough, and feeling that she had no control, that if those emotions started, there was nothing she could do about it, and they escalated, and it would turn, you know, negative, and then her parents would worry about her, and then everybody was kind of at her, what's going on, you know, what's wrong, and then that would just sort of take everything out of control, and then she really felt bad about herself. Why do I feel this way, why do I get this way, and I get so angry, and I get so this, and I get so that, and I'm frustrated, and I don't know what to do about it. And so we really worked through those feelings, and I mean, I'm so thrilled that she eventually got to the point where she learned enough. She was implementing the things we had worked on, fully aware of appreciating her emotions and understanding why she felt the way she felt, what to do about it, how to move out of that space, and went off her anxiety meds. That's an exciting day for me, man. When a client just moves into an empowered state and their lifestyle changes, their appreciation for themselves, that changes. They go off the meds, not just like go off the meds. Like I'm talking, she's working with her doctor and right. So this is all in the plan. But she was realizing, no, like I know more now than I knew then. I understand why emotions happen and I understand what to do with them. It's not a matter of trying to control them or stuff them or ignore them. Absolutely not. Good God, that's what's creating all the issue in the first place. No, this is feeling what you feel, trusting yourself enough, allowing your feelings to come forward so that you can adjust. You know, where's this stemming from? What is it? And when we looked at certain areas, it was, oh, that's something I can do something about. Oh, here's another thing. Here's what I need to hear in this moment. Here's what when I focus out there and I focus on them and I focus on that, I feel powerless and that's frustrating. I get very anxious and I get very upset. Oh, but wait, I don't have any power out there. So no wonder when I focus on me and I come from the inside and I live inside out and I make my own decisions and I look at what I'm doing and what works for me, I feel amazing. I'm in control of me. And learning how to use her emotions to move herself on that emotional guidance system, on that emotional scale, right? Because there is a better way than the medicating, than feeling stuck, feeling trapped. And like I said, I know it sounds so simple, almost too simple, because, I mean, come on, Nicole, statistics, the news, the media, I mean, look at all this stuff. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of misinformation out there. Taking charge of how you feel, it really is simple. Fact is, you know, some people are just not going to say what you want them to say. Some people are not going to act the way you want them to act. Should that stop you from feeling the way you want to feel? I'm not saying you're not going to be frustrated, or should you sit and mull it around for 2 years? Something that was said at the family party 2 years ago? Now, I'm not poking fun if that's happening. I'm saying, how do you want to feel? Because nobody ever says to me, just tell me, how do you want to feel? Well, you know, I really want to be stressed out and I want to be annoyed. Hey, overwhelmed's a good one. Throw that in there. Boy, that's a goodie. I really like to feel insignificant. That's pretty amazing. If that would top the cake for me. No one says that. What does everybody say? Oh, I just want to be happy. I just want to be relaxed. A lot of happy is like the popular one. I just want to be happy. And I go, yeah, okay, all right. So what would make you happy? And then they start talking, well, if my husband would just this, or my kids would just that, or Hey, I get it. But what would make you happy? Because we don't have control there. We can ask, we can influence, we can be an example, we can show up with the right energy, with conviction, with confidence. That all starts with you. So here's what I'm here to tell you. You can start each day. This is a great way to start your day. Choosing your feeling set point. Yep. You can actually choose how you want to feel, because how you feel is entirely up to you. And the more you focus on you, the more attainable it is. The more you focus on you and how you want to feel and what makes you feel that way, the more you will feel that way. You will activate that feeling within you. And when you show up in that feeling energy, people respond in a favorable way. Not all. This isn't a guarantee that, hey, if you choose your feeling set point, then asshats stop being asshats and, right? And, you know, people who are lazy stop being late. No, but some of them come around because they're following your lead. You know, we've really been conditioned to believe that emotions are supposed to be controlled. And if you can't control your emotions, I already said this, that there's a problem. You're the problem. You're not a problem. Your life is not a problem. That is wrong. Emotions are signals. They're not something to avoid. And simply medicating someone so they don't feel or notice their emotional signals, that doesn't solve anything. I mean, great. So a person takes meds and they go. I mean, I have clients who have been in therapy for years, and I am not knocking all therapy or all therapists. What I am saying is be selective, because I have clients that come to work with me after years of therapy and they don't feel any different. There's no resolve. They still feel the same way, or they feel worse because they don't understand why they feel the same way. They go in, they talk about what happened, then they talk about what happened again, and they talk about it like the participant, and they're just not getting any results. I mean, I have literally had clients say to me, I can't even believe this. In a 30-minute conversation with you, a 30-minute session, I feel different than I have after 20 years of therapy. Yeah, because it's a different perspective. I want you to understand that your emotions are not wrong or bad. You feel the way you feel for a reason. And many times, there's a lot in the story where the person's looking for validation, or they think they're, oh, why can't I let this go? Why can't I let this go? And they're looking at whatever happened from the perspective that they shouldn't have been upset in the first place. They should have been bigger than that. They should have let it go already. And really, I mean, whatever happened legitimately was upsetting. But you're not stuck there. But the more you feel like you cannot get rid of that feeling, it keeps you in this loop that you just keep reliving it. Because when you talk about something with emotion, your subconscious doesn't know the difference. If you're talking about something, it's making you think about it, and you're feeling about it, and it is like it's happening right now. I mean, where's the power in that approach, right? You have power. I want to remind you that you are a powerful creator. You can create anything you want, any experience you want, the way you want to feel. You can choose how you want to feel. But if you believe that you have no power, no control, or no hope, just like my client, where she thought, I don't know why this is happening. There's nothing I can do about it. I hate when it happens. It feels terrible. And then it just gets out of control, right? So what I want you to know is your feeling set point can change day to day. And it should. I mean, life changes, right? You can change and adapt. I mean, you could be like a ninja. Stay ahead of this curve, whether that you need to be calm that day because it's a hectic day, or you need to be extra organized and focused because you have a lot of little details before a big presentation, or maybe you want to be centered and present because it's the day of the presentation. This is about choosing your state of being or feeling as you move through your day on full awareness, like full awareness mode, versus crossing your fingers with your eyes squinted shut, hoping it goes well. Right? So if you're going through your day and you feel yourself tensing up, this is something, we'll go with the presentation thing. So let's say you're really excited, actually, you're looking forward to this presentation. It's about 2 minutes before you're going to go in front of all these people, and you feel your heart starts thumping, your throat starts closing. You're like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. You're going to notice that, right? You stop, you go, nope. I am centered. I'm going to rock this thing. You take a nice deep breath. And you're ready to go. Right? You have to be aware, because getting distracted wears you down. Getting distracted by feeling bad wears you down. If you simply revisit your feeling set point that you chose for the day, then decide what you need to do in the moment, then you activate that feeling. It's kind of like, it's like hitting your feeling reset button whenever you need it, right? Like if your computer starts like, it's running weird and it's doing these weird things, I think I need to reboot. You reboot your computer, it's fine. I've had this thing, I was like, what is wrong with my printer? What's wrong with my printer? Oh no, my printer isn't working. And then this little voice said, "Have you rebooted your computer?" I was like, "No. Let me give that a shot." So I hit reset. Oh my God, look it. The connection to my computer is back. My printer's working. Happens to all of us, okay? But if you feel yourself tensing up, you're not operating, Craig. You're feeling disconnected. What's my feeling set point for today? Oh, that's right. My feeling set point was calm and present. What can I do to feel calm and present? I can listen to the sound of my voice. I can take a deep breath. I could close my eyes for a moment and just hit reset, right? It really means you're telling yourself what you need to hear as you move through your day. Never underestimate the power of this. My gosh, who's in your head? You're in your head. Tell yourself what you want and need to hear. Get back to that feeling set point that you chose for the day. You are in charge of your energy and you can take charge of your chatter. Totally changes the game, right? Gets you to the feeling set point you want and you need to handle your day, to handle your life, to get the most out of it. Now, of course, there's other things that go with this, your planning and all that, but I'm really saying if you choose your feeling set point for the day, and no one really talks about this, if you choose your feeling set point for the day and you use it as your kind of your home base, right? And you come back to it, Like if I have a lot of live streams, like today, for example, I had two live streams that I did. I have a class I'm teaching tonight, plus I'm recording this podcast. So I want to be really like energetic. I want to bring it. I don't want to teeter out as the day goes on and, oh, you know, gee, too bad for anyone who's on my call tonight that they don't get my full, nope, they're going to get all of me because I'm high octane today, baby, right? Like I'm going to do that. This, you know, because really the worst thing you can do is focus on how you don't want to feel. Oh God, this drives me crazy. Well, I journaled, but I don't feel any better. What'd you journal about? Well, how bad I feel and my anxiety and everything that's going wrong. No shit. You don't feel any better? Huh. Why? Because it magnified everything that you don't want to feel. You don't want to journal about it, then tell other people about it. Talk about it, right? It all adds up to what? Magnifying how you don't want to feel. So make no mistake. This does not mean stuffing your feelings, ignoring them, pretending that you're fine. I'm talking about really acknowledging and bringing presence to how you're feeling. But if it's not how you want to feel, do it with the intention that you're not staying in that bad feeling space. Awareness of how you're feeling and tuning in throughout your day to check your feeling set point is what helps you navigate as your day unfolds versus unraveling with the day's unexpected events. Because as long as you're aware and you notice what you notice and you intentionally adjust to a better feeling thought, you will adjust to a better feeling place and a different emotional place. You're not noticing what you notice to stay in that bad feeling place. Because some people say, well, I don't want to bring presence to the crappy things or the sucky things or how I don't want to feel because that'll just magnify it. No, it only magnifies it if you stay there. You're just saying, hey, I don't like how I feel right now. How do I want to feel? What could I do to help me feel that way? You're not saying, oh, I don't like how I feel and I'm stuck with it. That's exactly what we're talking about. Okay, so introduce and then reinforce the belief that you can choose how you feel. You can steer your emotions in the direction you want them to go. You are not stuck with how you feel. The feeling is just to get your attention, to make you aware of where you're at on your feeling scale. You always want to up-level your feelings, which up-level your thoughts, your beliefs, your energy, right? Beliefs drive your energy drive your outcomes. So here's some last tips before we end for today to help you put this in place. Initially, of course, before I even go into them, plant that belief I can choose how I feel. I'm in charge of that. I'm the only one who's in charge of that. Nobody else gets to determine how I feel. I know how I feel. Those are my feelings. I know how I feel. And I'm the one who can move those feelings where I want them to go. Okay, so let's dive in, a wrap up. Quick tips, easy, simple things you can do to move your feelings where you want them to go. One, start each day by choosing your feeling set point. Right? So how do I want to feel today? You can look at your day, give a little scan. Just know that you're setting the tone by doing this. You're setting the tone for your day. So how do you want to feel today? Choose your feeling set point and then set the intention to let it be your home base. Okay? So you're choosing this feeling set point and you're setting your intention. This is how I'm going to feel today. You are basically driving the energy into this decision. So all day, this is kind of your home base. So no matter what's going on, asshead at work said something, you got in a traffic jam and people were being crabby, it doesn't matter what's going on around you, always come back to my feeling set point for today is this. And then you want to activate that emotion. You can do this in fun ways. I love visualizing. My morning routine includes a breathing exercise, a guided meditation, or not a guided meditation, it's really an internal meditation, and then creating three things I want to create, right? And running through that, really giving a visualization. I see people in my mind, I feel them, right? So this can be a meditation practice. Walk through your entire day in your mind, how you want it to go, how you will feel. When I was first starting this practice, when my alarm would go off in the morning, instead of hitting snooze and going back to sleep, I would hit the snooze button and I would set my intention for the day. So I would use that, whatever your alarm clock might be. I don't use an alarm clock anymore because I have a four-legged basset hound. That is my alarm clock. And we're up 5:15 every morning, unless I happen to get up a little earlier. But when I was using that, 8 to 10 minutes is pretty typical for a snooze button. I'd hit that and I would literally visualize and walk through my entire day, how I was going to feel, who I would see, conversations I would have, how I would feel, how my energy would be, the opportunities I would create, the people I wanted, type of people I wanted to interact with, and I would set the tone, right? So this is all about how you want your day to unfold, how you want things to go, how you want to feel, how you're going to handle things, and be really vivid. The more vivid you are in your mind, the more you're activating this energy within you, and the more you're activating the energy you want and need for your day. Like, so I'm talking so vivid. Like right now, if you picked one of your very favorite memories, you probably remember how you felt, what was going on that day, what you did that day, or what you ate, or what you were wearing, or who was around you, right? Really vivid. So I always say visualize like it's a memory, because that's really what you're creating for yourself. So you're setting your energy at that feeling set point, and now you're activating. So you're going out into the world with this amazing vibration, sure to attract those opportunities and things that you want to create, right? Definitely, you know, I also have a practice, journal your goals as if they've already happened. Do not sit down with your journal and your pen and start writing about how crappy your life is, or how crappy you feel, or how worried you feel, or how out of control you feel. What you're doing by doing that, you're actually magnifying all the negatives, because you're taking them from your mind, you're giving them presence, and you're putting them on the paper, where now it's a direct reflection back to you of all the scary stuff. You might think you're releasing, but only if you're going to do something with it. I need to get this out of my head. I'm going to free write and dump this all on paper so I can get rid of it. Not sit down every morning and start out journaling how crappy you feel and how things have not been working out for you. I'm talking about journaling your goals as if they've already happened, right? So only writing about what you do want. That is how I journal. I treat my journal as a magical book. I have magical pens. They have glitter in them. I have glitter gel pens. And when I journal, it's really a spiritual practice. I am giving presence and magnifying the things that I want to see happen for myself as if they've already happened. I am, again, setting my intention, driving that energy into the words that I put on the page. Then also notice what you notice as you move through your day. Again, We could have all the plans in the world that we want, but that doesn't mean that everything's going to fall right in a line and everything's going to fall into place and everyone's going to say what you want and do what you want. And right, we have a greater chance of that happening by doing these practices. However, life is still life and still can have a mind of its own and is going to challenge you, or things may come up that are unexpected. Just notice what you notice as you move through your day, as in, oh, ooh, that's kind of annoying. I noticed that I'm a little annoyed right now, but that's right. I notice what I notice. I'm not stuck here. My feeling set point is jazzed up, or I don't know, whatever you pick. Jazz hands. I got jazz hands feelings today. I don't know what you picked, right? And go back to that. What makes you feel that way? Go back to your visualization and be like, oh yeah, that's right. This is how my day is going to go. You know what? No matter what's going on around me, I'm good. I can handle it. I live from the inside out. I set the tone for my day. I have my intention, and I am staying on my energetic course. It is not about never leaving this feeling space. That is not, I mean, yes, it's the goal, but no, it's not. Really, it's that you're noticing if you leave that feeling place so that you can adjust and bring yourself back again. Energy is all ebb and flow. There's always fluctuations. So you can't be rigid about it. It's really about noticing and bringing yourself back. Here's a really important one, okay? Hit your feeling reset as often as needed. Yeah, I mean, like, you know, all throughout the day. Might seem like a lot of work at first, but when you get in the practice of doing this, it becomes more and more automatic. It's not something you have to think about. It's not something you really have to focus on as much. You adjust on the fly. You just do it without even really noticing. Now, that takes some practice, but definitely you can do it, right? And so you adjust to get back to your feeling set point for the day. And you do this over and 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 over. Some days you're going to have to do it way more than other days. You know, if it's hectic or, again, receive bad news, people around you. You know, the other thing is you don't have to have the expectation that, okay, I learned all this. I'm going to choose my feeling set point. I'm going to be really aware. I'm going to notice what I notice. Oh no, how come I'm not instantly feeling better? I should be instantly feeling better because now I know. Don't do that to yourself. Just keep working at it. Sometimes it is a sliver of an adjustment, a pivot. Sometimes you recognize it, do it, boom, you're right back in your feeling place. Sometimes, like if you get bad news or something, hey, that takes time to process. You know, it catches you off guard, right? And then you make your adjustments, you shift, and sometimes it takes 3, 4, 5 things, times, focus points. If you get bad news about something, let's say, and then you do all these things and you're like, oh, I still feel, what would make me feel better right now? Man, I could really go for a comforting cup of tea. And you go make yourself a cup of tea. You're not feeling exactly better yet, but you're like, boy, I really need to talk to my good friend. You know, so you talk to your good friend, you feel a little bit better. But boys, you know, day's coming to a close. You're still feeling kind of heavy about the news, whatever. And you think, oh, I just want to go home and kind of walk this off. I want to, you know, sit with my thoughts. And so you go for a walk and maybe feel a little bit lighter. And on your walk, you get some inspiring thought that's going to help you solve whatever, or it gives you an idea, or, right? Sometimes it takes 1, 2, 3, 10, I don't know. It depends on where you're at and what's going on and how new you are in the practicing of this. Just know, again, what did I say? Just remember, lock that in, that you are in charge of how you feel. Yes, sometimes it will be like a snap of a finger and you're, boom, you're right back where you want to be, and if feelings are good, because that's, you know, I'm doing great. And sometimes it's a little bit like, you know, if I reboot my computer, let's say, that takes a couple minutes, right? But if my computer decides to update, oh man, that takes a little longer sometimes. But hey, look, it pops up, it's working better, everything's good to go. So sometimes, you know, you need to work at it just a little bit more. And so that really, I've said this already, but I'm going to say it again, practice. Repetition is king in this process. you can and will get really good. If this is brand new to you and you never heard before that I can choose how I want to feel, I've never heard that before. I just thought I felt the way I felt. Then this is takes some practice. But guess what? Even when you've been doing it for as long as I have and recognizing, man, everybody should choose their feeling set point, then you still adjust throughout your day. And this doesn't guarantee that nothing challenging is going to happen. This gives you the power and the tools to always be in control of you, where you point your mind, where your focus is, and shift your feelings as needed. Now, if you want a little more help and guidance, you want to dive into a little bit more about your emotions and loving your emotions, I do have a workshop. It's called Learn to Love Your Emotions, and I mean all of them, even the ones that are not fun to feel. There's a link in the description there. It's only $11. You know, it's a great way to work through. You get a workbook. It's a two-hour workshop, and it's going to walk you through. You're going to explore your emotions, your favorites, your not-so-favorites, what comes up for you about feelings, right? It's only $11. It's something you can do on your own to dive in a little deeper. Now, if you are a member of my membership, Party Palooza, this workshop is actually in the library. So if you're a member, you have access to a full library, but this workshop is available for you if you're not a member. If you do have questions about becoming a member of Party Palooza, please let me know. But otherwise, grab that workshop. It's only $11. All right, it's a wrap. So remember, you can always feel how you want to feel. You're in charge. You get to pick and choose. You don't have to be stuck with feelings you don't want to feel. Tune in next week. We'll have another great episode. I'd love to hear your thoughts and feedback about this, but check out that workshop and really learn to love all of your emotions. They are all there to serve you, each and every one, even the ones that are not fun to feel. You're not stuck with any of them. You're not stuck in any feeling place. This is entirely up to you. Hey, I love and appreciate you. I want you to be happy. I want you to feel all the good feels, right? The ones that you really want to feel. And I'm here to help you do that and go from limited to liberated. That is our goal here. That is what I try to provide, are easy and simple things you can do to adjust and get more, the most out of your life. I'll see you back for our next episode. Thank you for joining me. Grab that workshop and we'll be back next week with another episode of Limited to Liberated podcast. I love you. Thanks for joining me. Bye for now.